ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओके, सो वी वर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट कोर कॉन्सेप्ट्स ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस। आई जस्ट रीकैप जस्ट 2 मिनट्स व्हाट वी डिड। आई स्टार्टेड विद दिस saying of Srila Prabhupada, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. And this is the basis of this entire seminar, because to develop attitude, we should have knowledge and wisdom. And we should understand what is the depth of devotional service. Now, before starting this, let me just briefly tell you one small just story. There were 3 friends and all 3 were constructing a temple. And they were best friends, they share same book, same room, same plate, everything same. And when temple was almost constructed, all 3 were like on the roof, they fell down and they died. So one of the friend, he went to hell, one went to heaven and one went to Vaikuntha. So that the person who went to Vaikuntha, he asked God, what happened, you know, my 2 friends? And God told, well, that person who was, he was with you, he was doing everything, he was making temple. But the point is, he was a cheater in his heart. So he wanted to take money from temple, from devotees, that's why he went to hell. Another person who went to heaven, for him temple construction was just a pious activity, it's good. That's all, just like Hindus. Swamiji, you come in a house, devotion is good. So he considered devotion as good, so he went to a good place, heaven. And what you were doing for my pleasure, that is why you came to me. So the point is, actions are the same, but attitude will lead to different goals. It is said many paths lead to same goal, but that's a wrong philosophy. But the right philosophy is, one path can lead to many goals. That can happen if our attitude is not proper. And that is the basis of this seminar. So I discussed first 2 points of the core concepts. Amito tomar, tumi tomar. I am yours and you are mine. This is the foundation from where we start our devotional service, which is surrender. I explained this. And to express this surrender, we need actions. And what kind of actions? 3 types of actions: Krishna Kam, Krishna Nam, and Krishna Dham, that we explained. Another question is, what should be the goal of actions? Why we are doing? What is the motive? What is the intention behind those actions? What is the goal? And that is the 3rd point. I'll just quickly go over. Tat sukha sukhitvam. Finding happiness in the happiness of Lord. This is the goal of all our actions. In fact, Rupa Goswami gives the definition of sadhana bhakti, Nectar of Devotion 1.2.2. He says, Kriti sadhe bhavet sadhe bhava sa sadhana vidha. Nitya siddhase krishnase prakatyam hirdi bhavet. This is a full verse. Rupa Goswami says, what is the art of practice, art of sadhana? He says, kriti sadhe. Now this word kriti is kare, it comes from kare. Kriti means the work done. A painter, when he paints a painting, his painting is called kare, that is verb. And kriti is noun, and this means the picture. What is done? And that is why Prabhupada was genius. He understood the purport of this verse. That is why he always used to tell devotees, do something for Krishna. He always told. And that is what Rupa Goswami says, Kriti Sadhe. His god brothers, Gaudiya Math people, really didn't catch this concept. But Prabhupada did. That's why Prabhupada was telling so many devotees, where are the results? Kriti means results. The work you do, and the results. If you go in the Sanskrit dictionary, it means the work done in physics is What are the results? If you apply force, no distance, no work. That's why Prabhupada always used to tell his devotees, okay, where are the results? What you have done for Krishna? And this is Prabhupada. He kriti sadhe. But the point is, how to do that?
What does the sadhya part mean?
Oh, so kriti means work done, and sadhya means with what goal you are doing. Kriti sadhya, goal. So the goal is to make Krishna happy. Anukulyena Krishna anushilnam. So this word kriti sadhya has work done with the goal, with the intention to make Krishna happy. But this is not the complete definition of sadhana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes an article in Gaudiya magazine. We have a book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, compilation of some of his main articles. I've forgotten his name. I think his name is Prabandhavali. And there he mentions that there's another phrase here. Sadhe bhava. Bhavet sadhe bhava. Bhavet means by which we achieve what happens. What happens by performing work for pleasure of Krishna. Sadhe bhava. You attain emotions. Emotions for God. And what are those emotions? Are they sentimental emotions? What are those emotions? That is the second, that is the meaning of the sutra. Finding happiness in his happiness. Now let me give you an example. For example, we can surrender to Krishna and frustrate him. That also we can do. If we surrender to him, but if we don't do what he likes, he becomes frustrated. You surrender, you go to somebody, I want to serve you. But then you don't do what he wants, he becomes frustrated. That's the idea. But the point is, an employee also serves his boss, and an employee also follows the order of his boss, and the boss is pleased by the employee, but the employee is not pleased when his boss is pleased, because he doesn't have a connection with his boss. He doesn't feel his feelings. But when the husband is pleased, the wife takes pleasure in his pleasure. So that's the second level. So devotion begins with making Krishna happy. But when we advance, then in happiness of Krishna, we feel happiness. That is the emotional part. That is a goal that we should remember. Because without goal, process means shooting arrows in darkness. You don't advance. So, but anyway, I'll summarize these two points in one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Beautiful verse. Favorite verse of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And whenever he used to walk on the road, he used to ask all his disciples, sing. And they used to sing this verse. And he used to relish this. And this is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nagani apana dukh, sabe vanchi tara sukh amara tatpare. More adi diya dukh, tara hoila mahasukh, sei dukh mora sukhavare. This is by Srimati Radharani. She says, I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for happiness of Krishna. That is what is Srimati Radharani's desire. For his happiness is a goal of my life. And the second part is, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is best of my happiness. This is amazing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the wealth of devotees is a distress they feel in the service of God. That's their wealth. It's not just happiness. It's a distress. We remember those memories, you know. Okay, fine. I had so many problems in Krishna consciousness. When we're facing problems, that's a problem. But when we see the history, then feel pleasure. Oh yeah, there were so many problems. Well, we did like this, we did like that, and Krishna helped us. Sweet memories. So that is our wealth, and that is what Srimati Radharani is saying. So she is feeling the heart of Krishna. She is feeling the happiness of Krishna. In his happiness, she is happy. If he is happy to give distress to her, she is happy. That's what is the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. That is our goal. That is what we have to reach. How to reach that? That's another question. I'll talk here now. But actually this word amar tatpare, in this translation, it is goal of my life. It might also means it is the meaning of my life. Tatpare also means meaning. That is what is the most meaningful to my life, Srimati Radharani says. Oh, I just forgot to tell you. When Krishna called Radharani in Ras Lila, Vishwachakri Thakur has written a book, Prem Sampurt, and there he explains what is the mood of Radharani. He says, when Krishna blew the flute, all gopis went to meet Krishna. Krishna asked Radha, why have you come here? So Radha told Krishna, well, it is not for my pleasure I have come. It is not to see you I have come. I have come so that you can see me, because you have called me. That's the idea. Because Krishna went to Mathura, and Mathura was so near. Even now you can just walk down to Mathura. But gopis never went to Mathura. Because they were interested to see Krishna, definitely. But more than that, they wanted that Krishna called gopis, and Radha knows that if Krishna sees her, Krishna will be happy. And that is why she goes to Krishna. Because she knows Krishna will be happy when Krishna sees her. Now the question is, why do we go to Krishna? Krishna is not happy to see us, first of all. I don't know, at least to me. But that's another question. We'll deal with that later. Why we go to Krishna? Radharani goes to Krishna is understandable. It's not for her sense gratification. She knows Krishna will be happy. But why do we go to Krishna to have his darshan? That we'll deal later. But you know what? This is Gopi Bhav. Now many people talk about Gopi Bhav. Many people think Gopi Bhav is this, that. But this is the foundation of Gopi Bhav. To find happiness in the happiness of God. And this is called as Gopniya Bhav. In Vallabh Sampradaya, Vallabhacharya also recognizes this fact. He calls it as Gopniya Bhav. Gopniya Bhav. Gopi is called Gopi because Gopi comes from the word Gopniya. Gopniya means secret. Gopis have a secret in their heart. And the secret is that they find happiness in the happiness of Lord. This is the foundation. That is why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Gopi Bhartu Pat Kamle Aur Das Anudas Anudas. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in that famous verse, Ramya Kaschit Prajapadu Vargena, we are the follower of gopis. What that means? Okay, fine. So we might mean, okay, fine. We are follower of gopis. In higher stages, we'll talk about gopis, not in our stage. This is a conception. But now also we can talk. And now we can talk the secret of gopis. We have to work on this. We are follower of gopis. And we have to try to find pleasure in the pleasure of God. In Vallabhacharya, this is called Gopniya Bhav. In Nimbark Sampradaya, this is called Sahachari Bhav. In Madhva and Ramanuja, they have no conception of this Gopi Bhav. They don't buy this. Okay, now this question, this is a practical side of it. How do we know that Krishna is happy with us? Now we have to give Krishna happiness, but Krishna will not tell us. He doesn't speak to us, first of all. Why doesn't speak to us? Is he hard? Is he doesn't like us? Is he aloof from us? No, actually, this is mercy that he is not speaking to us. If you really think about it, because everything about Krishna is his mercy. He wants to jump out of the altar and embrace you. He wants to do that, but he's holding himself back because we are holding ourselves back. The problem is not with him. Problem is with us. He is not talking to us. He is not revealing himself to us because he knows that if he reveals himself to us, we'll not be able to really hold his side. We'll not be able to what's the word should I use?
Appreciate.
Tolerate. Yeah, maybe tolerate. Yeah, we'll not be able to tolerate him.
Process.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll not be able to process it. Yeah, I mean to say, we sing Narsingh Aarti, Namaste Narsingh. If Narsingh Bhagwan really comes here, we'll just run off, you know. Like, we can't see him, he'll be so frightening. So, he doesn't come here. We'll not be able to take his sweetness, his beauty. We are not ready for that. Our heart is not ready for that. It is said in Chandogya Upanishad, the beauty of females on this earthly planet, just like here, San Diego, they're beautiful females, okay, fine. Apsaras are millions of times beautiful than females who are there in this planet. And if a human sees Apsara, he will get 10,000 volts of current. 10,000 volts?
Volts.
Yeah, volts. of current he'll get. Because he'll not be able to hold that beauty. He'll be so ecstatic, he'll die. Heart attack. Heart attack, yeah. Yeah, I mean to say, you just see, if you see a beautiful woman, there are mental changes, and if it's very beautiful, there are physical changes also. And that's, you'll die. You can't hold that. You can imagine, you can imagine how much beautiful Krishna will be. We'll die. We can't hold this beauty. We're not ready. We have to be pure for that. We have to be pure. So it's Krishna's mercy. He's not coming. And another point is, Krishna is not revealing himself to us because he doesn't want us to become lazy and take him cheaply. He wants us to work for ourselves. Vishwachakri Thakur says, a dish may be very sweet, very tasty, but if you're not hungry, it doesn't taste that much. When you're hungry, then taste increases millions and millions of times. The same dish, same dish. So Krishna wants to increase our desire, our hunger for him. He wants us to work. Okay, fine. But the question is, how do we know that Krishna is happy? Yeah.
Guru.
Yeah, fine. First answer is spiritual master. Yasya prasadat. Yeah, that verse. So, Guru, spiritual master is happy, Krishna is happy. Okay, fine, I accept that. Now we are in a situation when spiritual master is not there. Or every time we can't contact spiritual master, you are happy or not. So what to do? So what are the other signs by which we can know Krishna is happy? Guru is happy, that is an external sign. What is internal, subjective, which we can know Krishna is happy? Okay, our own happiness. Okay, fine. I accept that, but I don't accept it as total proof because we can be happy in on beach also. We can be happy in movies also. So it can be confusing. So I wonder.
If you have more attraction for hearing, chanting, serving, and you find your attractions in material world going away.
Oh yeah, yeah. If we find attractions going away from this world, because if we say. Only attraction for Krishna, chanting and hearing, that might be people come new and they also, that we can become confused because we think we have attraction, but then afterwards we find, you know, we don't have attraction. So the test is how much we are free from distractions of this material world, how much we are detached, because that we can't be confused. We are very experienced in lust and enjoyment. We can't be confused in that. We exactly know how much we have, how much it's increasing, decreasing. We can't get confused in that. So that's what Bhagavatam says. Vasudeva bhakti, bhakti yoga prayojata janyati ashu vairagyam. Sukadeva Goswami is genius. He knows. He knows what he's talking. He says, the test is vairagya first. First, always judge your advancement by detachment, not really by attachment. Attachment can be confusing. That's why we have sahajya, apasampradayas. That's why people fall down. And detachment can only be achieved by mercy of Krishna. It's not possible without mercy of Krishna. Okay, fine. Next thing, is there any other object? So is there any other subjective sign by which we can?
Seeing happiness as a devotee, is that not really subjective?
But that's confusing. No?
Thank you.
Devotees and spiritual master is one. It's just one category. Guruncha, it's all come there. Okay, janeti jnanam chata tahitukam, wisdom, we'll get wisdom. And what do we mean by wisdom here? So Vallabhacharya comments in this verse of wisdom. He says, when Krishna is merciful, one thing will happen. He'll give you wisdom to look at your own faults. That wisdom he'll give. You can attain all knowledge, all wisdom, but this wisdom is not easy to get without Krishna's mercy. Nobody wants to look at his own faults. Even if you want to look, you'll not be able to see because of pride, because of so many problems. And that Krishna gives. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. He gives that buddhi. And in that explanation of buddhi, Madhva, Ramanuja, Prabhupada, everybody writes, Krishna gives us intelligence so that we can recognize what are faults, what are anarthas, and then we can work on them. That is the mercy of Krishna. So these are the three things we can know how Krishna is happy. It's important. Okay, fine. Next question. This is more tough. How to learn to become happy in the happiness of Krishna. How to learn that? Like Radha knows, or devotees know that when Krishna is happy, they feel happy. How do we know that we are achieving this platform? We are happy in the happiness of Krishna. Krishna will not tell you. How do we know that? Okay, we can leave spiritual master. That's subjective, I'm asking. How do we know that? How do we test for ourselves? No, my question is, we are feeling happiness in the happiness of Krishna. How do we check that?
No, but then he's saying as time goes on.
As time goes on, like, you're doing the service and you become happy because you're actually doing the service for Krishna.
No, we become happy, but I'm asking, okay, fine, I understand your point. But that can be confusing. I mean to say, that might be confusing, who knows. But that's okay. But is there any systematic scientific thing by which we can check? When Krishna becomes happy, we become happy. There is a system for that. And you know why I'm asking this question? Because to prove that Prabhupada said that this is science and we should take it as science. We should present to this word as science. This is science. Okay, so Rupa Goswami writes in Nectar of Devotion. He writes in the last part, I think in the Southern Wave, he writes that to check that we are becoming happy in happiness of Krishna, the only way is pastimes of the Lord. Is the pastimes of the Lord. Only way is that. That is why Krishna reveals his pastimes. When we read his pastimes, when Krishna is dancing with gopis, we feel happy. When Krishna is with Kaliya, we feel distressed. That's how we check. If we identify with the pastimes, this means we are identifying with Krishna. That is why Rupa Goswami is written, Lalit Madhav, Vidak Madhav, so many things. Krishna goes to Mathura, Krishna is Vrindavan. That's the system. That is why Prabhupada said, read pastimes of Krishna to identify with them, to check yourself how much you are feeling happiness in the happiness of Lord. That's the idea of reading pastimes of the Lord. So, you have to read pastimes. You want to know if you are advancing in devotion or not. Okay. Now, before that. Okay. Now the question is one question. Okay, we discussed about surrender. Amito tumar, tumi tumar. We discussed we have to express that surrender by naam, dham and kaam. We discussed with what goal we should do. Tat sukha sukhitvam. Now the question is, many times we keep on doing devotion, but we lose enthusiasm, isn't it? We lose enthusiasm. And Bhaktivinoda, it's insight of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, neophytes are much more safer than advanced devotees. That's a different...
Are safer?
Neophytes are safer than advanced devotees. You know why he says this? Because he says, for neophytes, the trap is sense gratification. But for advanced devotees, the trap is happiness and satisfaction in devotional service. That's a trap. Devotee is satisfied. Okay, good. Everything Krishna is giving, everything is okay. And he forgets the goal of his life. He reduces his endeavor. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, people think Namaprad is a dangerous stage. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I say, Namabhas is more dangerous than Namaprad. Because, why? Because Namaprad stage you can cross with knowledge. You know these Namaprad, you read, fine, you get rid of it. To a large extent. But Namabhas, it's impossible to cross Namabhas. Because we get stuck. Because when we do devotional service, Klesha Agni, Shubdha, Moksha Laghuta Krit, so many advantages of devotional service and tendencies to get lost in those things. And that's why Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, I think 14 chapter 9th verse, he says, Satve sukhe sanjayate. Oh, sorry, Satvam sukhe sanjayate. So Krishna says mode of goodness binds in happiness. By practicing devotional service, we transcend to mode of goodness. We come to platform mode of goodness first. Prabhupada says, from passion, ignorance, goodness. There's a tendency to become lax in the mode of goodness. And actually reduce our endeavors. We all know, when we were new, we were so super enthusiastic. But as time goes, general, at least with me, you know, we lose little bit. We come down sometimes. Maybe, I don't know. So when I just joined, I used to go for Mangal Aarti. 2 o'clock I was there and I was finishing rounds and so many things. But now it's a different story. It's a different thing. But anyway, sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. But the point is, it should not happen. Bhakti Sandha used to say, we have to serve Krishna 25 hours out of 24 hours. That's the idea. He said, when the day... Vishwachakri Thakur says, that day when we feel frustrated while sleeping and when we get up, we feel we have wasted our time. That day we are ready for being an associate of Krishna. We are ready for that. Because that time we are feeling this body is an obstacle. I can't serve Krishna 24 hours. We have to sleep anyway. We have to do that. But the attitude should be, this is an obstacle. This body is an obstacle in service of Krishna. I have to take care of it and do it. It's help also. It's instrument. And you know what Krishna will do? When a desire crosses our service, that day, when our service is not able to cope up with our desire, we want to do so much for Krishna, but we are unable. We have so many plans. Time is less. Body is an obstacle. Then Krishna comes to the devotee and he says, okay, fine. I'll give you one thing. And what gift he gives? Can you tell me?
Spiritual body.
That is a time we are ready for our sarup. That is so many times Prabhupada tell. Don't talk about your sarupa now. You're not ready. First develop an intense desire to serve Lord. So much so that it crosses your service. That is what is our goal. Then we are ready for spiritual body. He'll take us to spiritual body. He'll say, okay, in this body, no hunger, no sleep, serve me. In this body, no limitations. You can expand to 2 forms, 3 forms, 4 forms, 5 forms. How much you want to serve, you serve me. In spiritual world, it's not necessary. We just have one spiritual form. It's not necessary. Because Nimbarkacharya, he had 5 forms. Nimbarkacharya was in Vaikuntha as Chakra, we know. In Vrindavan, he's a cow. He's a friend of Krishna. He is elderly gopi. And also, he is an incarnation of Tungvidya. He's there. All 5 forms. For Bhaktisiddhanta Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, people used to say, many Vrajvasis used to say, Bhaktisiddhanta, he is from Vaikuntha. Because he used to speak philosophy. So they complained to Gaur Krishna Das Babaji. Gaur Krishna Das Babaji told that you are like, he used to abuse. He said, you are like Haram Nada. He used to say like that, you are rascals. He said, Bhakti Santa is at both places. Golok and Vaikuntha both. So liberation means beyond time and space. That's liberation. There is no point of argument what my form is. It's fixed or not. It depends on Krishna. And that is why Surdas, there's one saint from Vallabh Sampradaya, he sings Krishna. Krishna asks him, okay, fine, what form you want? There's this Manduha. And Surdas says, Krishna, wherever you feel your department is lacking service, you put me in that department. I want that Sarupa. That's a good. That is called service attitude. We are not here to choose Sarupa. We are not choosers, no. That is all materialistic mentality. That's what Sahajas are doing. They want to choose. And they got wrong in foundation. We are to accept it. What Krishna gives. That is what is spirituality. Okay, so how to remain enthusiastic in service of Lord? What's the answer? How to always remain enthusiastic? How to develop this intense desire? and make ourselves qualified for the spiritual body. What to do? How Srila Prabhupada said, continuously increase your endeavor. Every day, you have to increase your endeavor. Prabhupada said this. This is the first line I read when I came to Krishna Conscious. And so ever since, I keep that line in my mind. Every day, we should increase our endeavor. Okay, so how to do that? Well, it's difficult, no? It's very difficult to do that. Ups and downs. Is there any trick for that? Yeah, is there any trick, secret? What true?
Intense prayer.
Yeah, that's okay, intense prayer. But I want something, some practical. Is there any some practical? I mean,
someone
to
who's always enthusiastic and hang out with
them. Okay, fine. Yeah. This is some practical answer. Yeah. Who is enthusiastic, hang out with them, because enthusiasm is contagious. That's a nice thing. Okay, fine. Yeah. If you don't have anybody, then. Because sometimes we don't get association, sometimes we don't find anybody who is. See, you know what? When I give seminars, you know, this is one problem. In Krishna Conscious, there are some universal answers. And this answer can be for all questions. Isn't it? It happens many times, you know. Okay, Prabhu, how should I advance? Chant Hare Krishna. How should I become happy? Chant Hare Krishna. These are some universal answers. So then that's not science. I need a specific answer for that. You got my point? I mean, that's the problem with all of us. Okay, fine. I'll give you the answer. This is the answer. Kritarth. Obliged. Indebtedness. Successful. Yeah, Prabhupada translates this word as Kritarth is successful in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What I mean is, entire Vallabh Sampradaya is based on this word, Kritarth. This one word is the foundation of Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, Kritarth. And what I mean is, obliged. We are obliged to Krishna. For what? That I'll tell you for what. Why we are indebted to Krishna. But the point is, I'll just quote here from Chaitanya Charitamrita to just make my point. If you want to learn how to be indebted to Krishna, how to become indebted to Krishna, how to feel obliged when you are with Krishna, is to learn from Krishna. That's all. Everything you have to learn from Krishna. If you want to learn how to be humble, Krishna is the most humble person. So this is a verse from, it's maybe an esoteric book, but anyway, Prabodhanand Saraswati wrote a book, Radhara Sudhaniti, we all know. And the first verse, I'm just quoting the first verse, there Krishna is teaching us how to become Kritarth. And this is a verse. He says, yasya kadapi vasan chala khelan thau, dhanya ati dhanya pavanayena kritarthamam. He says, I am obliged, I am indebted. To whom? To Srimati Radharani. Why? Because when the wind which touches her clothes, it flows and comes and touches me, I feel indebted to her. She is embodiment of service. Krishna is feeling indebted to service. That's the idea. And that's, if Krishna is feeling Kritarth, he's teaching us how to be obliged. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Srirangam, when he was dancing in front of Ranganath, he sang this verse. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami writes, Kavirite snan kari dekhi Ranganath, Suti pranati kaila manila Kritarth. This word, again and again, this word is coming in Chaitanya Charitamrita and all in Bhagavatam is coming. When Mahaprabhu sang glories of Krishna, he felt, my life is successful. Prabhupada translates the word Kritarth here as successful. He felt indebted. Okay, fine. The question is, why does a devotee feel indebted to Lord? And why I'm talking about indebtedness? The question was, how to feel enthusiasm? When I'm talking about indebtedness. So the point is, first we'll deal, why a devotee feels indebted to Krishna? Why? What are the reasons for that? These are the three reasons that devotee feels indebted to Krishna. This is from Vishnu Sahasranam. Nimesho Animesha. This is two names of Vishnu. Vishnu Sahasranam. Very famous names. Many commentators have commented on this. Nimesha means closing the eyes Animesha means opening the eyes. So Baldev Devishan, Sri Ramanuja, everybody writes, when Krishna sees faults of his devotees, he closes his eyes. Or he pretends not to see. And when anybody does even an insignificant amount of service to Krishna, Krishna widens his light like Jagannath. That's why Jagannath's eyes is so big. He's searching for service. He's searching for service. You know why he's searching for service? Because he wants to give credit to you. That's his nature. If you can't do any service, still he will make an excuse and give you credit. That's his nature. That is Jagannath. That is Krishna. And what about us? You want to take credit. That's the idea. Oh, Srila Prabhupada tells in one of his lectures, if you want to understand Krishna, understand yourself. That also we can that's how we can understand Krishna. Like, whatever psychology we have in conditioned state, you just reverse it. That is the psychology of Krishna. That's all. Spiritual word is Achvathamenam Suvirudamulam. It's a reflection of that. And in fact, Prabhupada tells in that lecture, or I think Bhakti Sanat Sarasima tells, speaks, he says, this is the import of Aham Brahmasmi. This is one of the import of Aham Brahmasmi. By analyzing yourself, you can analyze Krishna. By analyzing Krishna, you can analyze yourself. That's the idea. Because all qualities we have, and whatever condition said we have qualities, Krishna has just the reverse of that. So, this is why we feel indebted to Krishna. Krishna is finding excuse. Krishna is avoiding our faults. He's giving credit to us day by day so that our count increases and we can become qualified for His mercy. He's so merciful. And the second point is, Krishna, we are indebted to Him because He has given us so many things, no? Right? In devotional service, holy name, prasad, everything, association. Even before our devotional life, sun, moon, our body, everything. But the point is, we are not really indebted to Him what He has given us. We are indebted to Him what He has taken from us. That's what we feel more indebted to Him for. And that's what Srimad Bhagavatam says. Srimad Bhagavatam says, when Krishna is really merciful, harau, He steals everything. That's what His Krishna is. So, devotees, I think this is said by Vishwanath Chakravarti. He says, devotees leave their happiness to give happiness to Krishna. But Krishna takes happiness to give happiness to devotees. That is what Krishna is. So, this is spiritual word. Welcome to spiritual word. When somebody takes, we feel indebted. When Krishna takes, we feel happy. When Krishna enjoys, we feel indebted. Krishna, yes, you take from us more and more and more and more. And we are burdened by that indebtedness. That's what devotee feels in his heart. Devotee, when Krishna gives the devotee, he feels hurt in his heart. When Krishna gives him mercy, he feels happy. But at the same time, he feels hurt. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in commentary of Bhagavad Gita. Because he doesn't want Krishna to take pains and to think about him. And to give him something. We are happy. Krishna, you gave us. But we don't feel happy in that. We feel happy when we give him. When he takes from us. And the last thing is, we feel indebted to Krishna because he creates greed and urgency. This is a beautiful point. In our system, we have sadhana and sadhya. Gaudiya Vaishnav. But in Sri Vaishnav system, so especially in Tenkalai people, They don't have sadhana. It's only sadhya. They only talk about sadhya. No sadhana. You know why? Yeah.
I was just saying, I think some of the devotees don't know some of the terms you're using.
Oh.
Like Tengalai or like.
Oh, really? Sadhya. Oh. Okay, fine. So yeah, Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they have two sects, Tengalai and Vadakalai. So this Vadakalai sect, they believe in efforts. Tengalai sect, they more believe in mercy. That's what the split is. So, according to Tenkalai, because they don't believe in efforts, they don't believe in sadhana. They believe Krishna can be achieved only by His mercy. And they explain, and the explanation is, it makes sense to a certain extent. Why? Because they explain is, Krishna is both sadhana and sadhya. Krishna is a goal, And to means to achieve Krishna is Krishna himself. Because holy name is Krishna. We achieve Krishna by his mercy. And that's what Rupa Goswami says. Nitya Sit Krishna Frame. Oh, this is said by Krishna's Kavraj Goswami. He says, love of God cannot be achieved by any amount of sadhana. It is by the mercy of Lord. And to whom Krishna gives mercy? That's a question. Krishna gives mercy to that person whom he has given his holy name. So game, who starts the game? Krishna. Who ends the game? Krishna. So the point is, Krishna is both the means and the ends. We think we are doing something, but actually Krishna is making us do. That's, more credit goes to him. That's the idea. Out of false ego, we think we are doing. But no, he is making us do. Just like a mother holds a child, she is making him walk. Or when the father is driving the car, and the child is sitting, you know, and sometimes father says, hold the steering, and child thinks, I am steering the car, but actually, father is doing. So we think, sometimes we tend to think like that, but our role is very small. Krishna's role is very big. That's the idea. So he creates a greed and urgency in us to attain him. He creates a hunger, and he gives a food, and he nourishes us. So we are so indebted to Krishna, and this indebtedness to Krishna, this makes a devotee enthusiastic. This is technically called sustained reciprocal efforts in Vallabha Sampradaya. This is an inspiring factor for a devotee to increase his efforts. He feels burdened. Any gentleman will feel burdened. No, if somebody is doing for you 24 hours, what do you feel? I should do for him. So that indebtedness we should feel always. We should try to recognize that. And we will be able to increase our efforts. This is what Prabhupada says in one of his purport. If you read this purport, it's interesting. Prabhupada says, revival of dormant affection or love of God does not depend on mechanical system of hearing and chanting. Prabhupada says, but it solely wholly depends on causeless mercy of Lord. So what that means? We should not hear or chant? Well, we should. Prabhupada says, when the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of devotee. Now here, sincere efforts do not mean only hearing and chanting, because previously Prabhupada has told it doesn't depend on mechanical system of hearing and chanting. Here, sincere effort means the attitude. In Nectar of Devotion, chapter 14, Prabhupada says, the sincerity of a devotee can be understood by his desire to serve. Prabhupada says that. So sincerity is not really in actions, but in the attitude behind the actions. And that's what, then he may endow him with his transcendental loving service. So we have to combine mercy and efforts both. We have to combine. You keep mercy in your heart, efforts in your senses, efforts in your body, and renunciation in your senses. That's what is said by Acharyas. And then you become perfect. And, but the question is, if we do all these things, and the tendency to get pride. I'm a devotee. No, I'm enthusiastic. I'm doing so many things. At least I'm a small devotee, if not a big devotee. But I'm a devotee. We tend to think like that. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Ami to Vaishnav hoila, e buddhi hoile, amani na mana dhoye. If we think we are a devotee, we can never become a devotee. We're trying to become a devotee. That's a good idea. So how to get rid of that pride? That's the next topic, being humble. And I think
if we leave time for questions and answers, that would be good.
Okay, fine. So I'll discuss it tomorrow. Okay. Is there any questions? And I'll pack it up. But yeah, Prabhu.
We didn't have a chance to ask questions yesterday. We'll have a question in yesterday's class.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've heard before in his time, when you mentioned this yesterday, that Krishna likes to hear his name.
Yeah, yeah.
And an example is we like to hear our name. My question is, I like to hear my name because I'm puffed up and I think of myself as a sinner of everything. And
yeah, that's a good logic, yeah.
So why does Krishna like to hear his name then?
Yeah, because Krishna knows. if he hears his name, you will be benefited. That is why he's become a bhogi. He is fully satisfied, but he has become enjoyer for us. And he wants to enjoy, because he knows if he enjoys, you will enjoy. Super soul enjoys, soul enjoys. That is his service. His service is to become bhogi. Our service is to become vairagi. That's what he is.
Is that so related to the jiva experiences, like more pleasure than God himself?
Well, according to tattva, it's not. But according to ras vichar, it is. It depends how you look at that.
So it's like his humble service to be God.
Yeah. At least in his mind, he thinks I'm doing service. When he gives mercy to a devotee, he doesn't think I'm giving mercy. He thinks I'm serving my devotees. That's what Bhagavatam says. He goes behind. So that is his service, and that's nice for Krishna. No, that's a good service. Only he can do that. We can't do. that's he. Okay. So yeah.
Prabhu, yesterday again.
That's okay.
Tumhi tumhare. Did you explain about, you explained that I am yours, part, you explained, but I didn't understand, it's like you are mine, part.
No, you are mine.
Krishna is mine, but what does it
mean? No, you are mine means, I am yours means I am your servant, control me, exploit me, yeah, to that extent. And you are mine means, that you are my master. That's a simple explanation. Everything of my belongs to you. That means you are mine. That's the practical side of it. Even my soul belongs to me. Even the minus also belongs to you. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says.
That's yours, right?
No, I am yours means he's acting. You are mine means I am acting. You got my point? So that's the idea. Action from both sides. Yeah, Prabhu.
Yeah, so in the minds of a lot of people now in this world, these days, when you say or I say, everybody says, okay, God could exploit me. A lot of the time they say, hey, wait a second, what do you mean exploit? Because generally speaking, exploit means it's like a negative.
Connotation. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, how would we explain that to somebody?
This point we need not explain to anybody and anyone else. This is for us.
Well, even
this thing should not be revealed.
Even in this audience,
that's one. Spiritual word is just reverse.
Topic. I'm not saying we should discuss.
I know.
How to further clarify.
Okay, fine. I have an argument for that. Daily we sing Ashlesha Bhapadratam Pinashtumam. What's that? That verse, last Shastakam, Ashlishabha Padratam, that is exploit me. Yeah, so then that means exploit me. So then according to logic, we should also delete that verse because people get confused. If that's there, this is also there. It's there.
I pointed out the actual meaning of Namaha.
Namaha.
Have you read that in the book, Gopakarana, I will translate it. The Krishna, what is it called? Anyway, it's a book by Sanatana Goswami and of obeisances.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is
Yeah.
So in the first purport, the first commentary, he explains quotes of Padma Puran about the different levels of Namaha. Mm. You can just say Namaste. You walk on the Indian Airlines and everyone says Namaste. But the Dhanabhats, the Nama, they analyze it. Nama is that this body is not mine; it's yours.
Is that
not an invitation to exploit?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Is to engage me in your service.
That's a better way.
Exploit is generally the motive is not to help you.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Anyway, thank you for listening and tolerating me. Hare Krishna.